Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be disappointed. We're supposed to get him tomorrow or yesterday, but we got him today. That's our man Ephraim Salaam. So he will join us in the next 30
minutes. We're just not a priority
minutes.
For him. We're just not a priority. That's
well,
what
you
I
know,
said.
He writes for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and, you know, he's got a lot going on, man.
He's got one of two choices. Either he can be on The Odd Couple when he's supposed to be or not be on at all. Next week, we'll skip him.
Look at you. Pulling rank. Why so testy today?
Well, me, I'm happy. I'm always happy.
It's my partner, Rob Parker, for those that might wonder what that voice is. I'm sure you know.
Happy and peppy and bursting with love. That's me all day. What's
it
up, Mr.
sound like it.
Uh-huh. I just don't
I'm
like
great,
when
man.
People don't you know, hold up to the end of the bargain. It would be like me or you not showing up one day.
Okay.
Would that be cool? If I just didn't show up, you didn't know? I just didn't
nope.
show up? Or
would
nah, that
be
wouldn't
cool.
be cool.
It would not be cool. All right. That's how you roll. That's how you roll. I'm with it. All right, well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, Rob, and get this thing started. We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. On the ones and twos. Now, DJ Alex Tyshirt is on his way, but I guess we'll give him the excuse of being stuck in L.A. traffic. So Iowa Sam is in right now.
It's Iowa.
The tables until he gets there. Iowa Sam, you all right, man? Caitlin couldn't deliver you that ring.
It's been a heck of a run. What an adventure. I know, yeah. It's heartbreaking, but this is about as far as Iowa can go, you know?
So now what do you brag about being from Iowa? That was it. Y'all had your moment. It didn't happen, and now it's all over.
I mean, it did. It didn't happen that she got a title, but it did happen that she got him there.
Yeah, I'll give you something else, Iowa Sam.
What is that?
Chris Broussard lived in Iowa.
That's right, yeah.
That's what you can say.
Didn't you say you were like Caitlin Clark's mom's
Her mom was a year behind me.
Yeah, in school.
I think her last name was Nizzy.
Yep, it's still. I think she still has that as a middle
don't,
name.
Don't let Sam fool you. I made his day today. I told him during the previous show that a buddy of mine listens to Covino and Rich, and they said, hey, do you know Iowa Sam? And I said, yeah. Like, oh, he's really funny. I'm like, yeah, he's cool. Whatever. And I told him that little nugget, and Iowa Sam turned flush red.
That's
he
right.
was so happy to know that in the streets, people are talking about him.
Wow.
But I want you to know, Chris, that Iowa Sam knew who you were and knew that you went to school in Iowa, because it's in the history books, the black kid who went to school in Iowa. Your name,
that's
Chris
right.
Broussard, was already in the book.
I already named you a lot of black folks from Iowa. Roger Craig, Ricky Davis.
Unbelievable.
There One you of the go. Girls from TLC, I think, was born in Des Moines.
Iowa, how many black guys worked on your farm? Just tell me.
Well, jeez, I don't
know. See, why you got to go there? Why you got
to go there?
That
starts to sound
there,
like a different discussion there.
See? I actually saw Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five in Iowa.
No, you did not.
I did. That was, no.
They came to Iowa?
They came to Des Moines. I thought I told this story. We actually didn't see them because the concert never happened. It was Midnight Star opened up, and then it was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And they didn't come out. So after about 40 minutes, everybody started to get antsy. And one of the guys, the manager, comes out, says, "We'll be there." I think it was Duke Boutique. He said, We just getting things together." So Rob, you've seen my mom. My mom is 4'8". So my mom, the only way I could go is if my mom would be. I was a freshman in high school, right? So my mom took me and my brother and one of his friends. And so my mom says, "Y'all wait here for a minute." I'm dead. So we're in a hotel. It's
and
like
she
a
went to the back?
She goes outside, out the doors. We're in a ballroom of a hotel. She comes back about 5 or 10 minutes later and says, "Y'all follow me." So we're like, what's going on? So we follow my mother out the doors. We go in some door in the hallway. She knocks on the door. Melly Mel answers.
No, come on.
The door.
Stop
no,
it.
I'm dead serious. Melly Mel answers the door, looks at us. Okay, she's like, so then one, my brother brought one of his friends who was white. So he's like, Melly Mel looks at the white guy and looks at my mom like, "He's with y'all too?" And she's like, "Yeah, this is my white son." Right? So we all go in, we meet Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, Kid Creole, the whole group. We was in there for about 5 minutes. And then we left, and my mother said, "Look, I told them y'all were there, that Grandmaster Flash was their favorite group, and I understand why they not performing because they weren't getting paid, but y'all, it would make their day if they could meet y'all." So we did that ride. We left the hotel. A few minutes later, a riot broke out.
Wow.
And one of the rappers, Cowboy, I don't know if you remember his name, Cowboy, he actually got stabbed in the arm, but he was
Jeez.
Okay. So yeah,
this all happened in Des Moines.
So that wow. Yo, Des Moines, that's man. How they roll in Des Moines. Them brothers was mad. We get to see Grandmaster.
At least you got a little consolation prize there, getting to meet him. That was pretty neat.
It was that
I thought
was
actually kind of cooler.
Seeing the concert.
Yeah, that's actually
we got
cooler.
To meet him. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get this thing going, Rob. Terrible news. Last night happened as we were doing our show, Rob. Giannis Antetokounmpo goes down, non-contact injury. Whenever you see that, you unfortunately, you think the worst. The good news, Rob, is that it is not an Achilles tear. It's just a strained calf. But he will be out for the rest of the regular season, which is only 3 games. And the thing, look, Damian Lillard had the same injury, Rob, mm-hmm. last season. He missed about 2 weeks. Which was 7 games. So this is, even if, now we don't know. It depends on the grade of the strain, I guess. But even if he comes back, the question is, will he be 100%? Will he be able to play every game in the playoffs? And Rob, last year he didn't have the strained calf, but he had another injury that kept him out of 2 games in the series, the first round series with Miami.
I remember.
And Rob, they lost the series in 5 games, in large part because he missed 2 games, but he also wasn't himself in the other, 3 games that he played. So this is very problematic. And I'll say this, we talked about Doc Rivers, Rob, it seemed like as they were falling and stumbling in the midst of that 4-game losing streak, that Doc was kind of searching for excuses, right? A lot of people say that's how Doc rolls. Unfortunately, Rob, now he has a legitimate excuse, but I'm sure it's not the one he wants. It's unfortunate, but this is a legit excuse. If they go out in the first round, second round, whatever it is, Rob, this is now it's an excuse. It's actually an explanation for why they will not get to the finals.
I just think their season's over. And they can put a happy face on it. Hey, it's not going to be as long as we thought. Chris, you don't know what Giannis you're going to get. You don't know what condition he's going to be in. And I'm talking about, you know what I mean, to be himself even after missing 2 weeks. It's a blow. They were bad with Giannis, with a healthy Giannis. They've been bad.
Right.
And now you're going to have a gimpy Giannis or a not 100% Giannis, and you have Doc Rivers sitting on the bench, and you don't play defense the way you had in the postseason's gone by. It's a recipe for disaster. First round is what should happen to them. They should get I don't care who they play. They should get knocked out in the first round and end this misery. This has been a bad, bad season for the Bucks, who got off to such a great start, Chris, with a rookie coach, and they threw a hand grenade into the cab, and guess what? It blew up.
And the likely first-round opponents, Rob, first of all, they could get Philly. I think everybody's picking Philly in that series. I mean, you know, it's an overstatement, but Philly should be favored. If Giannis is coming back gimpy and Philly is rolling, even though they would be the 7 seed, 8 seed maybe, Philly would, I think, take them out. Miami, Rob, that's the team that beat them last year. We've seen Miami beat them in the playoffs before.
Yep.
Miami, as tough as they play, as hard-nosed as they are, now they haven't looked good this year at all. But, you know, Miami would have a chance. And then, Rob, Indiana has beaten Milwaukee 4 out of 5 times this season.
They started great. Then they got into that play-in tournament, and then their season took a turn. Yep. They're still a good team, Chris, but not the team that they were when the season started.
So, I hear, Rob, this has been a nightmarish season for the Bucks, and you could start with Terry Stotts, right? Dame's former coach from Portland. You figure, wow, he knows. He got the best out of Dame, knows how to use him. Well, he quit. All right, quit Adrian Griffin's staff. Then they start 30-13. Okay, they're not quite looking as good as we thought, but, you know, looking pretty good. Oh, coach gets fired.
Right.
Adrian Griffin. Then they bring in Doc Rivers, and, you know, before that, with Dame and Giannis, they're playing okay. They haven't fully clicked. Okay, they haven't fully figured each other out. Okay, we got that. Now here comes Doc, all right? And Doc starts off, you know, slow, but gets it going 1-6 straight. The defense is playing well. Uh-oh, here we go. Nope. Now they go on the losing streak, lose 6 out of 7 games, and Doc starts blaming the training staff and the travel crew.
And the travel secretary, right.
Yes, all that stuff. And now, Rob, Giannis goes down. And I'm with you. Like, it's just a nightmarish season. Again, it does give, you know, it's a legitimate explanation. Now, they may have gotten bounced anyway. It's a legitimate explanation for an early exit from the playoffs.
Yeah, they got a built-in excuse.
But this is a nightmare. Yeah, they got a built-in excuse. And it's a nightmare season. And maybe, like you said, it'll be put out of their misery pretty early.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything from them, especially not on the heels of this. You know that. If they get it together, get in the playoffs, you could always win a series because you have two dynamic players, Chris, right? And if they just play well for a stretch, they can win a series, right? Win games. But
without Giannis. You heard those teams that they got to play, right?
Yeah. I'm just without That's Giannis or with a gimpy Giannis or missing Giannis for a little bit. Yep. You know, it just, to me, it makes a bigger hole for them to have to climb out of. And then, Doc, I just haven't seen enough lately to believe that he's going to make the adjustments or they're going to figure it out without Giannis and rally behind Doc and Dame. And this is going to be – I just don't see that happening.
They got no chance without Giannis, 100%. I mean, like you said, Rob, they looked like they were going out even with Giannis.
All right? They lost, four out of five, right?
Potential first-round exit with Giannis. Yeah, they've lost 4 out of their last 5. And 6 out of their last 8. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Are the Bucks done? Is their season over? with the injury news about Giannis Antetokounmpo, even though thankfully it is not an Achilles. Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow, DJ Alex Tyshirt is back. Good to have you, man. Better late than never.
Hey, you know what, CB? Something I don't like to mention is this LA traffic. It is not good.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Milwaukee Bucks. Season's over, essentially, now that Giannis Antetokounmpo, strained calf, will miss the rest of the regular season. Only three games. But who knows how and when he'll return for the playoffs. So we think they're pretty much done. They were looking bad anyway. But what are your thoughts on the Bucks?
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Let's start with Scott in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. The Bucks are cooked, finished. Done, just like the receiver Rice. They're done. Even with a healthy team, I don't believe in Doc Rivers. He's not the guy that can coach you to a win in the playoffs. And even with them in the 2 seed and the Sixers and the 7 seed, that matchup is going to be taken over by Joel Embiid. And you could book it, Sixers, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue right now.
But Scott, is he still there? No?
He's gone.
Oh, okay. No sweat. I was going to ask him just going forward, Chris, I know they're not going to do it because Doc is signed for, what did he give him, 3 years or whatever?
Four years, $40 million, I believe.
Yeah. I know Giannis, and they're going to use that, and hey, get a full training camp with Doc, and, you know, they're not going to do anything hasty. But, man, I just wonder, like would they going get, in, well, Chris, you know what I mean? Like going in, say Giannis was healthy, I'm just hypothetical. Giannis is healthy, and they still get bounced in the first round. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
that would make me pause on Doc.
No, I was actually talking with somebody about that. Like, is that a possibility? It's hard to imagine, Rob. They're still paying Budenholzer. Remember, Budenholzer was there last year. Feels like he's been gone for a long time.
For 2 years, because you got two coaches. Right.
Right. Adrian Griffin, they're still paying. And then you'd have to be paying Doc? And a fourth coach? That's the thing. And we saw it save Calipari in Kentucky, you know, until he moved on to Arkansas. But Rob, you're not crazy, though, because it's not – it would be one thing if they, like, play well in the regular season under Doc, like, really well, and then got beat in the first round. And that would be tough. A lot of people would complain about Doc in that scenario, too, right, because of his playoff record historically. But – you can't even point to, like, a good regular season, right?
No, I mean, it's been a minute. That's what I'm saying.
Like, we were 30-13. And now we're 16-17? I mean, what? How? How?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I even broached the question.
No, don't you think, though, paying three coaches, and that would be a fourth if they brought somebody in. Don't you think that would save Doc? Especially now that Giannis is hurt.
No, I think 100%, Chris, 100%. The only one, and even then we weren't so sure. Remember we talked about it, Josh McDaniels with the 4 years left, but they bit the bullet because they owed a couple coaches as well, but he was so bad, they had no choice. They had to eat the money. And in this case, Chris, I'm with you. It would be shocking, and especially it would look strange because Giannis got hurt, so they could easily use that. You don't know what could have happened. So I don't foresee that happening. But if Giannis was healthy and they got knocked out in the first round, if I'm ownership, I really would have to question it and be like, you know, this is crazy.
It'd be worth a meeting, I tell you that.
Right?
We'd have to have a meeting about it. Here's the other thing, Rob. Now, Giannis, of course, has 4 years at about $235 million left on his deal after this season. But Giannis is in that class, Rob, where it's like, we expect you to win rings. Not rings.
Right.
Like, you're that good. Especially if Jokic wins it this year. And do you think that Giannis either will or would be justified if he starts looking around and maybe even wants to go elsewhere? Because they don't have their – with him on the books, their payroll, I mean, next year their cap number is essentially the same as this year. So they're not going to have room to add big-time free agents. Of course, they can work some trades, but – barring trades, I mean, this team is going to look very similar. And look, you would give them more time, right, with Dame and Giannis together. Give them a little more time together. But my point is just that, you know, there was people that wondered would Giannis won out eventually if they can't get anything done. Of course, they went out and got Damian Lillard, and so he signed the extension. But now, with the way this is gone, I mean, you just wonder. That's something else, Rob, that the Bucks will have to worry about if it ends ugly this playoff season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, that's right, Lodowitz. Former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, and all around Mr. Renaissance, or Renaissance man, let me put it that way. And that is no exaggeration. Our brother, Ephraim Salam, what's up, man?
Yo, yo.
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing, man? I'm sorry about yesterday, man. I was up there
coaching, man. We won our game 11-8 yesterday.
So was that 11-8? Who's pitching? That's baseball. Obviously.
Baseball.
So okay. Now, what position do your boys play?
My 9-year-old plays pitcher, second base, and left field.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, congrats on the victory. Let's start in the NBA. We know you know basketball. The news out of Milwaukee, they weren't looking good anyway. But now that Giannis is out, their season seems like it's pretty much done.
I think it's over.
Have you ever had a calf strain or anything like that, or had teammates with that? Like,
table on it? That thing takes forever, man, because what happens is it can fool you, right? You can stay off of it. You can get all the treatment. And it can feel good. Like, when it first happens, it's hard for you to walk around. And as your body gets acclimated and, you stay off of it, walking around won't bother you anymore. Going upstairs, it just won't bother you anymore. And so you can get a false sense of, okay, I'm back. I'm ready. Man, but as soon as you go out there, and as you know, in the NBA, you can't go 50%, 60%, or 70% when you're running. As soon as you take off at 100% running, that thing has a tendency to bite up on you. And it's lingering and lingering. You need time, and treatment, and they don't have enough time.
Wow. Ephraim, I want to ask you, I think we've asked you before about the gambling. And the leagues obviously are in bed with gambling. We've already seen Shohei's name been soiled already. You know what I mean? Just the association with the interpreter. And obviously investigators are into that. What is his name? Porter in Toronto?
Jontay Porter.
Jontay Porter in Toronto. And now Adam Silver's talking about maybe banning him from playing. We saw NFL players get suspended, big games, for betting on other sports, but doing it at the facility. Ephraim, is this just going to be commonplace with players, and gambling, and then teams telling them not to gamble, but they're in bed telling their fans to gamble every chance they get?
So I'm going to tell you this. The thing that happens most in a locker room or on a plane or on these trips is gambling. You have some of the most competitive people on the planet Earth all in one room, all at one job. So with that come stakes, right? I bet you can't do that. I bet I'm faster than you. I bet this. I bet I can lift more than you. Playing Blu-ray, blackjack, poker, all of these things. So it's there. And the coach will come out and say, hey, I don't want to see no gambling. I don't want to see no money. So guys are like, all right, well, no. The coach will say, I don't want to see any money. So you put the money away, but you still gamble.
Right.
It used to be thousands and thousands of dollars on airplane trays as you walk through the back of a chartered plane. Coach don't want to see that. But there's a tally being held, right? Like, you gambling – right? I mean, and guys have gotten into fights. I mean, it's been tens of thousands of dollars lost in these games. So when you add in the ease at which you can gamble now online on a mobile device anywhere, and you can gamble on anything, it's almost impossible to police that.
So you
not only that, but now you're now. With these gambling sites.
Well, I was going to say,
you're telling your fans to gamble.
You think the leagues have made a mistake in getting in bed with the gambling companies?
Well, I do from a player standpoint and a policing standpoint, not from a financial standpoint. They saw all the money that was being made, and they was like, oh, we got to get a piece of that. Right. But in terms of policing and player standpoint, absolutely. That's like going home and your parents drinking and smoking weed and them telling you not to drink and smoke weed.
Right.
Well, why? Because it's bad for you. But you doing it, well, I'm a grown-up. That doesn't translate.
And the thing is, obviously the players are grown-ups too. You know, that's the thing.
They grow.
It ain't like
in,
the little
right.
kid. Yeah, yeah. Nah, I hear
every bye weekend, I would go to Vegas. I would go to Vegas every bye weekend and just wild out. Right? Because you go and, you know, I would take out a certain amount.
Is it mainly just the competitiveness the thrill? Because obviously guys have money.
Of course. And I stopped gambling altogether because the one thing you can't be as a gambler is competitive. And I am too competitive to – look, you put $25,000 out there on that table, you lose it, you got to get it back. Right. And so on and so forth. That's a slippery slope. I just threw it out the window. I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm just going to go and do something else.
Let me ask you this, Ephraim. We just watched – I mean, Caitlin Clark, just a straight-up cultural phenomenon. Their championship game drew 18 million. I mean, they Amazing. Went from 12-3 – in the Elite Eight to 14-7. Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. 14-something, 14-3 maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
And then to 18-7 in the championship, 14-3 in the Final Four. Do you think that her popularity is going to, you know, lift the WNBA? I don't want to say as much as Bird and Magic or Jordan did the NBA. But do you think she'll have a significant impact on the popularity of the WNBA to the point where at least some of the games, maybe some of her big games, become kind of must-see TV like these college games did?
It will for the first year. For the first year, people are going to want to know how is she going to perform against the best in the world, all right? Is she going to be able to be the same Caitlin Clark? Now, the thing that stops that, number one, is if she goes to a team and they're not very good. All right? They're not very good, but she's doing her thing. May win Rookie of the Year, may not. But the one thing we've seen the masses not tune into is the WNBA.
Right.
Now, Caitlin Clark was a phenomenal. 18 million people don't watch that final if she's not in it. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think she'll be like Ephraim, the Harlem Globetrotters. When she goes somewhere, people will go to those games, but the rest of the games will still get 6,000 people. I don't think it's going to.
If they're not winning, man, it's just going to die down. It just will. Now, they come out and they're undefeated and you got all this buzz and she's out there going against the best in the world and she's carrying that mantle like she did in college, then that's a phenomenon people will buy into. But who's going to go watch a 2-12 Indiana Fever team?
Right, right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you have to bring the winning with you.
Rob and I talked about this. And I don't know if you how much of it you watched, but we sensed some hating on the part of a lot of females, like ex-players, current players, and you didn't get that among men, but the women did you sense any of that?
Well, yeah, of course. Look, what started to happen and it was coming from a place of frustration from these all-time greats, current players and former players. They're like, hey. We've been dope.
Right.
We've been raw business. We've been all of these things you're saying Caitlin Clark is. We've been must-see TV. Now, all of a sudden, everybody has to tune in and watch, and we've been this great.
No,
so
but
you're coming
Ephraim,
to tell us. I get it. I understand, man. I'm just coming from a
No. I know. Right. You're giving their side, but you weren't hitting logo three.
Right.
You weren't putting up those shots, Ephraim. You were playing below the rim basketball that people didn't want to see. Let's just call it like it is.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I played against some of those women, some of the best in the world, and they've always been bucket getters. Now, Caitlin has evolved the game just like Steph evolved the game.
Right.
All right? So you give her her flowers. She did so much for college basketball for women. It'd be interesting to see how much carryover college basketball has for the ladies next season. Then that'll tell you. That'll be the litmus test.
No, I'm with you. And I don't – I'm leaning towards not being a ton. But they're going to need another individual. Because let's face it, individuals – that was the genius of David Stern. Individuals sell the sport. Storylines sell the sport. So let me
mark
these individuals. Right, they got
one. Juju.
It could be Juju, right. Juju's the one
Juju
you would look at. And I think
Paige
Beckers is staying at UConn.
Yeah.
So she's another one. So they'll have some, and we'll see how it translates. All right, Ephraim, great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, brothers. Anytime. Y'all stay safe.
Thank you.
The NFL, Rob, continues to try to expand. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. Little Shekel City, 1-2 last night. Not that great, but let's bounce back. Thanks, Alex. Let's see. I got the Rangers -1.5 runs. Best bet against the Oakland A's. Should I call them the Sacramento A's coming up? Also have the Royals -1.5 runs. They've taken on the Astros. They host them in Kansas City, Chris. And I'm taking... the Nuggets -6.5 at home hosting the T-Wolves. So the Nuggets -6.5, the Royals -1.5 runs, the Rangers -1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Well, I bet that you won't like this announcement I'm about to make. I mean, it's out, but I'm going to announce it on our show. Week one, Friday night, September 6th, the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil, Rob. Now, this is a few things about this. One, the NFL continues to try to take over the globe by doing these games outside of the United States. And two, this is on a Friday night, Rob. We talked about, like, Friday was one of those nights you didn't see NFL games, right? Now that you got some on Saturday, obviously Sunday, obviously Monday, Thursday, now Friday, Christmas Day, Wednesday. They're greedy up in the NFL offices. I mean, it's just no two ways about it.
I'm going to tell you why, Chris. Every once in a while, an international game, I'm cool with that. Every once in a while. But... you start taking away games from fans, their home games. People only have 8 or 9 home games, Chris. And you remember
not like basketball.
It's not like baseball. You got 81 home games. You take a series and go to London.
Right.
No one's going to cry over the Yankees or the Mets. You know what I mean? Missing 3 games at home.
Right.
And you hurt the workers who work at the stadium, Chris. That's their livelihood. They miss a game, right? So there's a couple things that's why I don't like too many of them. And, you know, and you could say, I get it. They want to put the game in front of as many people as they can. So maybe they'll buy the streaming package. Maybe they'll buy jerseys. It's a money grab. That's what it is. And they just, the United States is not big enough for them. They want as many people as possible. And, you know, if they could put a team in a foreign country and have a league, they tried. The World League, Chris, they tried 2 different leagues in Europe, and they failed. They failed. You know why? Because people don't want to see cut rate talent. You can't fool people.
They don't know it's cut rate talent.
Well, they didn't go to the games. They all failed.
Saying, I don't think that's why though, because they don't know. You know, they're not used to watching American tackle football.
No, but they know who the NFL stars are, and it's not those guys.
I don't think they know it, and that's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I think, Rob, as far as that goes, as far as growing the game, I think you'd have to start youth leagues over there where they can play and start to learn the game. They don't know the game. Now, they've got some international youth flag teams, but flag is not real football, or, you know, it's not tackle football. And so I think, Rob, that's what they have to do. If they want to try to really grow, that's what basketball did. They sent some of the best coaches over there, and they were doing camps in the summer, traveling all these different countries, doing camps. And they sent great coaches over there, and that's where the European coaches learned from. And then they took it, and obviously, to another level. Baseball, Rob, obviously, it's international. You know, it has to be young players in these places playing them. Because to them, it's just a novelty. They probably, a lot of times, may not even understand completely what they're watching. I'm generalizing, but a lot of the people, Rob, they got no idea. Just like we wouldn't have an idea if I'm watching cricket. I don't really know what I'm watching. So I think that's how they have to do it.
Of course, that's part of it. But I still think, I think it's easy to think that you could just feed people anything and that they're going to, you know, like flock to it. Because they've tried it. They've tried to have leagues over there because they feel like, hey, we could put American football over there and make money, you know. And as strong as the NFL brand is, for whatever reason, they've tried it a few times and it just hasn't worked. And they get to watch the games. They're watching NFL games now, Chris, with regularity.
I mean, like, in Canada, the CFL is fine. They like their CFL football. That's second
I don't know how financially, how well that
I think it's doing well in Canada. I mean, I don't know the numbers, but I'm just saying it's been in existence for decades. All right, keep it locked. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.